Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramzi Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com, the co-executive directors of Vibes in the building, Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores. What's going on,
Currently y'all? Injured.
Injured.
Yeah, we got them
injured
on that
reserve.
Side.
Yeah,
we got them, you know, the load doctor's management. List. They got to send in a doctor's
the
note.
Vibes,
so they're
we went
all
a little too hard with the vibes, yeah. You know, but we're still out here.
You're going to have to add subs.
Yeah, I know. We've had people in the DMs, you know, asking, you know, when can we get Julio out of there? But you know,
give him a break.
So you're the me of the
show. I've been going a little too hard. My doctor said I can't stanky leg for at least 2 weeks.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I hate to see it.
Out 2 weeks on the ticket. Yeah. But we have very special guests in the building. We've been trying to make this happen for a minute. Kind of last minute, but appreciate y'all out in LA here. We got Alexis Guerrero's, Christian Polanco, the Cooligans, the gulliest podcast in the game. What's going on?
We can't afford it. I saw you guys have a soundboard. We've been trying to get with it for a while.
The bald eagle screech.
We could get all these cameras, but no soundboard.
It's actually yelled at us. It's not an eagle, right? It's like a red herring or something.
Yeah. Well,
can we curse?
Oh, interesting.
Can we curse?
Listen.
Try not to.
We got, I mean, on the YouTubes, you know.
All good.
When did YouTube become a herb, bro?
Seriously.
Honor to be here, Randy. We could talk about soundboards that we don't have. Or we could just move on.
Imagine but, I pulled the soundboard out of my pocket.
I mean, y'all should have brought it. Listen. Because this is all us right here. This is right here.
Y'all can do the sounds if you want.
At what point do you think we can, like, get it to your level to have a soundboard?
I mean, it's really easy entry. You don't have to.
You just have to go buy one.
Send the link or something.
Do we have an Amazon account?
Okay, we gotta start there.
I feel like that's the base level.
I mean, we aren't the gatekeepers of the soundboard.
Okay. I heard of Amazon.
Honored to be here, bro.
Yeah. My favorite part of the soundboard is how much Christian hates how much I use it. Yeah. And he's like, all right, dude, that's enough eagles. I'm like,
you start to feel like a DJ.
Yeah, oh my god, I would love that.
Trust me. Maybe that's why we don't have a soundboard. Yeah, we probably go.
Well, it's probably better because y'all would be.
I'll be like Adonis.
Yeah. But I mean, it's been a minute. Alexis, we're talking on the way in. We had you back on the podcast in the old format when it was the different host.
When it was in black and white.
Yes, right. Yeah. Before
we weren't born.
Yeah. And then shortly before that, I had the pleasure of interviewing y'all for the website.
That's right.
And I mean, it's crazy. That was 2019. Which to me seems like pre-COVID. Still like 2 years
That's
ago.
That's the wildest part.
Yeah.
We talk about those times like, you know, we were reading out of scrolls. Yeah. Yeah. It was like pre-COVID. Oh my God, my grandmother.
Back in our day, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like a whole different era. It really is.
You don't remember them
but,
days.
But that like we did like a photo spread. Right. We did and an interview and stuff like that. And that was like really one of, I don't know, it was like a kind of a monumental moment, even in our careers, that we got like a profile.
Which goes to show we were doing nothing back then.
No, but it felt like, it felt like a moment of like, oh, like people are kind of aware of what we're doing and care about the story and like just appreciate our contributions to the game up to that point. So, you know, I could tell you in person now, thank you so much for doing that because that was really, really dope.
Yeah, I called Alexis Alex for the first like probably 15 minutes of that interview. Right. And it's one of those things that like still sticks with me, and like, you know, I'll be in the shower,
by
like,
the way.
Idiot.
Yeah. You know, like,
he gets our names wrong, so.
Yeah. Oh no.
How could you forget Brian and Janet?
Yeah, of course.
The vibes duo.
Yeah.
Maria gets a popping all the time. Yeah,
Also, I picked the two least Latin names.
I'm going for it.
Brian and Janet.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The holiday season is off and rolling with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. Bet Online is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, Bet Online is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four, Bet Online has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that's played, from MMA to international soccer. Head to Bet Online today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. But I mean, yeah, like a lot has changed since that. I mean, with soccer, with y'all, but you know, soccer culture, especially, we focus on the pod a lot. But for you guys specifically, what have you guys seen just over the last few years? Obviously, you know, with the game becoming more popular, the influence is spreading throughout, you know, different parts of American culture. Yeah. What are some of the biggest things that you guys have seen in terms of soccer's influence?
Well, the money's up. The money's up.
It's not in our pockets, but it is up.
It's available. They just will not give it to us. No, but I think it's different. The world in 2018, 2019, it doesn't feel like it, but if you look back, you're like, oh, yeah, we kind of still had to convince people that what we're all doing was as important as it is. And I think now the world is different. I think now people understand that content that's not just on TV is as essential to the game, where it feels like in that time, we were still kind of trying to convince people like, no, podcast is important, you know? And now it feels like people are like, oh, you guys have a podcast? That's dope. Oh, look at your Instagram. Oh, look at your TikTok. Like, that makes more sense to like people in brands, people at like the league and stuff. I feel like at that point, we were still kind of being like, all right, we'll let you talk to one of the players, but we're going to keep our phones recording and we're going to be there and we're going to be monitoring and all that, versus now it's like, oh yeah, hey, do you guys want to talk to a player this week? Where that didn't exist then, whether that's because we have like some longevity now and we've kind of proven ourselves to some degree, or maybe the world has just sort of met us halfway where we don't have to convince people that what we're doing is important. Now it's like they kind of expect it or they understand.
Yeah,
it.
And I think the especially the perspective of like two comedians in the soccer space. The first, our first
a Cuban and a Dominican.
Makes
talking
no
about
sense.
Soccer, two powerhouses. Cuba and Dominican Republic.
Taking over CONCACAF. Yeah. You better watch out.
Yeah. Slowly but surely.
But we've gotten to the point where there is like some credibility in what we're doing, or at least people are seeing some value in like, you know, it's interesting and fun when a player, an MLS player, an NWSL player, Premier League player, are just interacting with comedians. It's just those two worlds never really overlap that often, and it's just becoming more normal. And it's great to, like, you know, back in 2019 when we did that that piece, it felt like we still had to just convince people like it's okay for us to be around players or whatever.
Yeah, it's okay for them to laugh and
there'd
be times where they're like, can we cut that out? I'm like, that was fun. Right. Well, we don't now, want the fans to think they're not
now
being
when
serious.
We go like, who gives a shit? When we go to All-Star, there people at MLS are like, all right, you know, before we used to like have to like beg to try to get some moment with a player.
Or we'd be in a scrum, like journalists asking real questions.
Yeah, asking questions.
And,
it was just,
yo, your DMs must be lit.
It was just wild, unprofessional. Now,
from the Athletic were very upset.
But now people at MLS are like, all right, when you guys are at training, like, we're going to give you your own space and your own time, and we're going to bring the players over to you. And it just.
And it's not because we're important. I think they realize we're different. So, like, this is a good thing for fans.
So, like, a couple, the MLS All-Star in Minnesota, we had, like, one of my favorite moments of our, like, career was when we were interviewing Chicharito, and then Carlos Vela shows up surprises us.
Just, like, walks in, and we're like, oh, my God.
He does a lot of talking. I don't.
And I love that because we were like, oh, you guys play for different teams, but, like, how's that affect your friendship? And Carlos Vela was like, who said we're friends? And we're like,
this is the content. Yeah. Like, right.
And then, you know, MLS is, like, everyone. The cool story is behind the camera, all of a sudden, everyone shows up. It's, like, snapping photos. We felt like we were on TMZ. It was just, like, everything, like, snap, 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 and everyone's getting video, and all the executives are smiling because they realize, like, here's a moment where you couldn't have forced this. It couldn't have been some, like, brand activation that put these two in a room. It would have been awkward, but you know, Vela saw Chicharito and he was like, I'm going to go over there and mess with him. Mm-hmm. And it became this organic moment that's like, you know, Latino fans were like, yo, that's crazy. Mexico fans were like, yo, that's wild. I haven't seen them do stuff like that together. It's crazy that we were the vehicle for that. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have paid. You couldn't have found a way to pay them to do that.
Oh, yeah. I think you as you're talking, I feel like there's two points that you're like bringing up. One is just obviously throughout the years, the social media platforms have pushed a lot of like, it's just, it's a thing now. Like, you have to have an Instagram or a TikTok or a Twitter to network, to find opportunities. But also, on the other end, too, it's you kind of, like, break the ice for the audience, the fans, to get to know the players on a different level. When before, like you said, it was all, like, they had to be serious, like, ready, focused. But when you get to see a different side of them, it kind of, like, it humanizes them a little bit more, and it gives fans more to appreciate about the person that they're looking up to or that they see play.
Totally.
That was our goal.
Yeah, and that's why even, you know, some of my, like, favorite interviews are not always, like, with, like, the most famous players. Like, sometimes people are always like, oh, what's your dream get? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's
Sunil,
like,
Sunil Gulati,
which we've emailed.
Yeah,
we have hit him up.
We have tried. That is my dream.
But it's stuff like that where I'm like, we can talk to a player that's, you know, plays on the second team, and they might have a great personality and have a great, like, outlook on what it means to be a professional athlete. And those are, like, really fun too. It's like, we could would I love to interview Messi? I'm not gonna tell him no. Right. But do I expect it to be something like wildly different than what he normally does? No, but I love the challenge. That'd be fascinating.
Yeah. I also like that without, we never tell each other what questions we're going to ask. We kind of surprise each other. We also go with whatever way the conversation is going. So, like, when we interviewed Tom Davies from Everton, like, he started one question and I was like, What do you like more, LA or New York? Because it kind of, like, you talked about traveling in the States. And that started a whole nother. And then we got, like, a funny back and forth. And I think that's the moment where he realized, like, oh, these guys are actually comedians. Because he was, like, couldn't continue the conversation. He was laughing so hard. That is the same way we would talk to a second string player or anyone. Because we have microphones in front of us. We want it to be funny. So we're just, like, we're just going to find a way to sort of break through that media training. And I think it's kind of like you mentioned, it's become a little bit more familiar now where people like, oh, Cooligans is where you go if you want to have a fun conversation. I think, like, the media departments and teams are like, oh yeah, this guy's great, got a great personality on the team. Let's message the Cooligan. And we're like, okay. Whereas before, we would be like, I swear, we're not going to, like, I don't know what they thought.
We're not
going to
destroy your club.
We're not going to, like, smack him in the face with, like, one of those, like, pies. And, like, I don't know what they thought comedians were. But early on, we had to keep convincing them, like, we're brand safe. We're not saying, like, wild stuff.
Right.
Like, we're just trying to be funny and have a good time. And early on, we're like, if we could add value to the American player, because Christian brings this up all the time, but, like, when we started, like, you would get, like, the biggest names. Like, David Beckham would be on a late-night show, but, like, no MLS player would be on an late-night show. So we're like, all right, we'll be the comedians that interview them then. So, like, that kind of started that road of, like, every interview we do is just straight funny. Like, we don't care about the facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, none about your tactics.
We don't either.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very anti X's and O's.
Yeah, yeah, anti. Leave that for Taylor 12, man. Yeah. Like, I now have to do it on the morning. I have to do it on the morning show. And at first, it was whoa, you know this? I'm like, yes, I know the game. But my podcast is not the vehicle for Christian and I to be like, let's break down XG.
Every week, like, at least Charlie Davies, like, pats him on the head. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you actually know something.
Bro, sometimes we'll, like, cut to a commercial. He's like, did you make that up? And I'm like, no. I'm out here doing research. Like, we know the game, but that's not what Cooligans is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a billion podcasts. There's a billion pieces of content for you to, like, see breakdowns. Go watch TIFO. You know, watch something like that. They do an incredible job of it.
Yeah.
For us, it's just, let's just have as much fun as possible.
Yeah. And then every once in a while, you get the crossover moment where you can break down pizza on the show, too. Yeah.
That's when I get into the XP.
Yeah. That was like a watershed moment. Because I was watching that. I saw the clip. And I was like, this is, like, he was born to do this. Like, this is in-depth, you know, like, no stuttering, no nothing. It was just straight facts, like, you know.
Bro, people don't even know the photos behind me were in the wrong order. I told him that. Yeah. Like, so as I'm talking, I'm, like, setting up the next photo. I look up, I'm like, what, qué coño? You know, like, it's like, that's not. But, like, I found a way to kind of work my way through it. But when I pitched it, they were like, all right, so you'll say, like, one or two things about pizza, and then we'll go on to something else. I'm like, no, I need to be at the wall. I'm like, here's a bunch of photos of what I'm going to talk about. Here's maps. Here's areas. They were supposed to zoom in on the Liguria region of Genoa. Like, I had a bunch of stuff, and they were like, whoa. The producer was like, this is a lot of information. I'm like, it should take like 2 minutes. It ended up being 8 minutes of me talking. But it was so funny because, like, we started getting messages and Christian's like, this is what he does off camera. Like, he's just constantly talking about pizza.
I was happy that he got the platform to do that. But I'm watching. I'm like, this is boring, dog. I've heard this 40,000 times.
He's like, let me guess, this is the Liguria region.
Like, who does that guy work with?
Bro, next segment, dog.
Like, Green Region one more time. This guy says, my yard reaction one more time, bro. Like,
hey, they say, it be your own people.
It be your own people. Christian's just like, put on another player holding a puppy. We don't care about this.
Move on.
Dude, I got texts from people like, yo, you might win an Emmy. I'm like, could you imagine if I win an Emmy for talking about pizza on a soccer show?
That Make would be, Dempsey freestyle. Like,
that would be perfect.
Just change the whole game right
bro, there. Bro, it changed the game. I still can't believe they let me do that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you got to take the shots that come for you.
Bro,
you
know? I just, whenever something pops up, I'm like, I think I might be the one to talk about it.
So, I mean, on the topic of, like, soccer culture and
you prepared with questions. Huh?
Yeah, I have the whole
thing. Oh, Ramsey's ready. Don't look at us.
No, where's your spreadsheet?
We don't know.
Yeah, they like, my knee.
I got the cheat sheet right here.
No, they come in with the freestyle questions, you know, the off the top, you know, Acapulco, like, you know, like,
Acapulco.
There you go. We're the cool kids in the back.
Back of the school bus over here.
Yeah, right. And then
more than two windows.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I got to, you know, hold it at least somewhat.
You're the Christian.
Yeah.
The journalistic integrity
right.
the program.
Yeah, geek.
Sure. I mean,
he does the homework and we copy.
Right. But I mean, they
even put his name on you. Yeah, copy too much.
We all get an A in the project.
I stole one of my sister's papers for college. She left it on the computer and I was like, yo, what? I took it off. And I submitted it without changing anything, just my name. And I got a better grade than she did.
No. Damn,
she was like, what? She's like, I want to talk to you, professor. I'm like, don't you understand? You'll be throwing me under the bus.
You got
to
work harder.
Smarter. Work smarter.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should have wiped that laptop. That's your fault.
That's on you. Yeah. That's on you at that point. But like, being in New York City, we, like, from LA, we watched from afar. Like, we had the Five Aside podcast come through.
Oh, yeah. This guy's great.
The homies.
Yeah, like, it just seems like everything's so tight-knit there. Like, you guys are all, you know, hanging out. I don't know if you guys are actually hanging out, but it seems like...
We hate them.
Who's the one that drinks the most?
No. We're nice to them on camera. Yeah, behind the scenes. Right. Can't stand those guys.
No eye contact.
You guys are doing a good job of putting that image...
They keep paying the fee. We'll keep pretending.
right. But what is it like the soccer scene in New York? Because I feel like that's you know, like LA, New York, Miami, Atlanta, like some of the bigger, like, soccer cities.
I think we early on
because comedy is like really collaborative. Mm-hmm. Not on stage. On stage, it's one person by themselves. But off stage, we all work with each other. We all help each other. We all, like, if someone's filming a sketch, like, there's a bunch of comics holding cameras and lights and whatever you need, the whiteboards to balance the light. Like, comics will always help each other. So when we got into this, we were wanting to be collaborative with everyone, and people were like, we don't know who you are. And it turned out that most people in media were, at that time, former players. And they all knew each other, and they didn't know us. Mm-hmm. We had no connections in the game. Mm-hmm. We had no, like, we had, so we were just people DMing them. I think over time, it's not, I don't think it was specifically us. I know we were, like, really hell-bent on collaborating with people, especially people who, like, we liked what they did, and we just, like, saw something in what they were doing that mimicked what we wanted to do, or, like, the level we wanted to get to. That I think as other podcasts started, like Five Aside, like immediately they would message us and be like, yo, we're starting a podcast. Yo, we love what you guys do. And I mean, we knew a lot of those guys earlier. So it was like, bro, bet whenever you need us. And I think I even said this to you last time I was here. I was here for like 3 weeks straight. And I said like, yo, any podcast you want me in, I'm going to do. And I only got messages from like four or five of them. And then afterwards, people were like, oh, we were going to ask you, but we didn't think you'd. I'm like, I would have done any podcast because, mm-hmm. especially at that point, it was just about getting to know as many people that are trying to do what we're doing. And I think now New York kind of, it was LA for a while. And I think just before COVID and then after COVID, I think a lot of the focus of soccer in the U.S. has moved to New York. Like a lot of the tastemakers have like moved either back to New York. And I think now it's like a lot more.
Yeah. And like, and just, you know, I play week in and week out as opposed to Alexis. Alexis is he's
your boy don't play.
Really?
he had to let it be.
You look like a forward. You look like a number nine that can hold the ball. Striker. You know?
But what's changed about New York in just the last 4 or 5 years is like the growth of the pickup culture. So I play in a league called NYC Footy, and that it went from like, you know, they had permits for like 3 or 4 fields, and now they like run New York. They have like, it might be like 15 to like 30 fields.
If
or
there's
whatever.
A public space, they've got a game going. Well, I'm like, how are you getting these permits?
So that's been great, just seeing like I mean, it's legit like thousands and thousands of people playing more pickup. And there's a bunch of other leagues, but then also like Cal Martino opened Football Cafe.
Right.
And built FC. Street FC.
Street FC. I've used.
I've played. I mean, I'm not good enough for Street FC. Some of the guys are a little too good. It's like I want to just play, and it's like former MLS guys playing sometimes.
No,
I'm
I played with him out in LA when he had like a soft opening.
Yeah.
Guy can ball. I had to throw an elbow at him. He was moving.
Kyle, right?
Kyle's no joke.
Yeah,
so I had to throw an elbow at him. Like, relax, dude. You got to chill.
You don't realize, like, he learned from, like, Jamaicans. He's got, like, foot movement. You're like, I did not think that old white dude would do that.
No, definitely. He was playing with some SB dunks. I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah. Kyle, this is like a thing, you know, a lot of times, even in the Beckham documentary that Kyle Martino was in it, and they kind of had a couple jokes about like, oh, these guys are like
pool cleaners.
Stuff like that.
He does dress like that.
He does. And Kyle, I played against Kyle, and it's just like one of the, like, I'm saying this as a non-professional athlete because I'm facing a professional athlete, but it's one of those things where you immediately realize, like, yo, I'm not getting the ball from this guy. No. Like, not even.
And he's not even trying. That's not even the competitive gene hasn't kicked in. There's a pizza place in New York, Lindustry. I bring it up all the time. They were on the show. They cook pizzas for us. I bring them all the time. The guy who owns it, one of the guys who owns it is a guy named Massimo who played semi-pro in Italy. Awesome. And I was like, oh, I'll get you connected to some of the MLS guys, some of the former MLS guys. Kyle being one of them, like Mike McGee was in town, I brought him there, Aleko Eskandarian. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll link you with them. They all play pickup. You could play with him. And he's like, oh, Ale, MLS. And no. He's like, no, I played almost a pro in Italy. No, MLS. And I'm like, bro, just go to one game. And when I introduced him to Kyle, Kyle was like, yo, we should come out and play. He goes, yeah, okay, I come. And I was like, Kyle, work him. Hey, bro, he called me. He was like, oh, Ale, they could have played in Europe. You know what happened? You said, no, this is not the MLS I used to watch. I'm like, bro, there's skill out here, bro. Like, and I think even he's like very active, and he plays on a team with Aleko, and Aleko called me. He was like, bro, this dude's crazy. He's like, we don't train enough. And he's like, these guys are like, we're here to party.
No, Kyle, honestly, he has a different gear. Like, it was he was the older guy that played.
Yeah,
Kobe Jones came as well, mm-hmm. to play that pickup, mm-hmm. but Kyle still got his change of speed, change of direction. Like, I had to Google him, like, hey, how many years have you played in the league?
My favorite thing we threw, so his first football house, which is like a Soho house for soccer, he it was in his house, and he asked us. he had a backyard with one of those goals that right, come out of the ground.
Yeah.
He asked us to throw a comedy show. This is like peak COVID with like comedians were still putting like...
It's before the vaccine.
This, yeah, right. before the vaccine. So comics are wearing gloves to perform, like mask air. So all the party's outside. No one's going inside. Oh, you're only going inside to like grab a beer or to go to the bathroom. One of the comics we invited is this Italian kid from Canada, from like Vaughan, where all the Italians are. And it's, you know, Pavone.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
Full-blown maniac. I love this guy. He's like, yeah, he's like, so the guy who owns this house used to play soccer? That's crazy. I'm going to go talk to him. I'm like, oh, my God. So he's like, yeah, I played a little soccer, too. I'm in high school. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, you played soccer. I'm less. All right, sure. And he's like, oh, yeah, I played a little, too. And he's like, you know, doing keepy-uppies and all that. And he's not bad. He's a Alex he's good, yeah. a very
we
good
have
player.
A, we have a comedian, like, Sunday League team. Oh, and he played on that. He's pretty good.
And he's very good. Bro, this guy slaps me on the arm. He's like, why didn't you tell me? Why don't you tell me he like was like for real?
He played like, he played with Beckham.
No, he goes in the bathroom. The photo above the toilet is the team photo of him next to Beckham.
If it was just him and Beckham, that would have been crazy. That would have been crazy.
You don't put that in the bathroom. That would be crazy. You don't put that in the bathroom.
You put that on your nightstand.
Yeah. Imagine it was in the bathroom, but upside down.
Oh my God.
You see the mirror.
Hey, baby, when you wake up, look at that picture of me and Beckham.
While you wipe him. But he was like, bro, he played with Beckham, and I'm over there talking about I played soccer. He's like, I juggled the ball in front of this guy. He played with Beckham. And I'm like, bro, Kyle got it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think Street FC, Football Cafe.
But also guys like Stiff, Ethan White. What's the Scenes, which used to be who the F for Tens Club.
Yeah.
Like all those, like the creative part of soccer. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden blew up because each of them were, I think, getting more opportunities, where now it's become even more like a bigger group, but also like it feels like we all are happy to work with each other in a way that I don't think
and
we have
when,
in the
when
past.
We started Cooligans, you know, in 2015, a lot of comics, like, you know, they were just like, are you gonna start a soccer podcast? Like, what, they're gonna be four people listening? And then now
my wife said the same thing. She's like, well, do you ever want to pay rent?
But
like,
now
an NBA podcast.
Now I get, you know, messages and when I bump into other comics that a lot of times they're like, yo, I wish I would have started something like you guys years ago to like build on something or whatever. And so it makes me very proud that like we
proved
you
them wrong.
Yeah, well, not even that.
But they were stupid.
It's hard.
They didn't believe in us.
They,
believe.
They
don't believe in us.
God did.
Thank God my landlord did too.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape. Or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, but it's more than that. It's like it's a good feeling to like in comedy. It's hard to find your lane. Like, I mean, we started doing stand up at open mics. And everybody's like, you know, some people end up writing for SNL. Some people end up having like successful stand up careers.
That was your plan.
That was I wanted to write for
that's
SNL.
That's how I convinced him to do a podcast with me, because he's like, yo, I want to write and produce. I'm like, you could write and produce everything I do. I'm like, I don't want to do any work.
So that was like. It's nice to find our lane, and it's the lane no other comics would have picked, and it just worked out for us. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's a point of pride, definitely for us.
Yeah, and I mean, right, like finding the niche, because you have to cut through the noise. It's the same in podcasting, right? Where like there's a million podcasts, there's a bunch of different stand-up comedians, so finding the lane and sticking to it. Like,
This is one thing I know. A lot of people say like, oh, there's a million podcasts, but if you actually look at the statistics of podcasts, most podcasts don't get past two episodes. Like there's like there might be a million, but as far as podcasts that actually continually post, there it goes from, you know, this million podcasts to like only there might be less than like 10,000 or even maybe less than that that actually post consistently. So there's not as much competition as you may think. Consistency is really important.
I do think consumers just assume there's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
It's also still not easy to find a podcast. So I do think differentiating yourself is super important because in anything you do, it don't just be like, even when we started doing stand-up, at first you just want to get on stage and be funny, and then you'll figure out like what my voice will be like, what am I going to talk about, or how am I going to talk about it. And there's comics that just go up and only talk about like whatever the trending news topic is. There's comics that'll never bring up politics. There's comics that'll do this. There's comics that'll, you know, whatever. And you just kind of have to figure out what your lane is. Because when somebody goes like, what do you joke about? I still be like, I don't know. Like, I'm fat. I'm married. I talk about those things a lot. I just kind of talk about how dumb I am. You know what I mean? That's kind of what I talk about on stage. But for a podcast, the worst thing you could do is just be like, oh, we just a couple guys that just talk about the news. Like, there's a million of that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that you got to find a way to differentiate yourself. And there was literally no one that was like, we're doing a soccer podcast, but we want it to be funny. Right. There are soccer podcasts that were sometimes funny, and there were funny podcasts that would sometimes talk about soccer.
Yeah.
But they would never be one that was specifically like, all right, the Venn diagram of comedy and soccer, we're going to be the middle. Mm-hmm. No one had ever done that. And I'm just happy he kind of believed in the vision because I pitched him. We were in the stands.
He urban pitched me.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
All right. This was fun, guys. This was
fun. Mama, I made it.
It's over.
You can find us on wrap it up. Twitter, X.
So now we own 40% of this podcast.
I'm not responding. I'm not responding to my DMs tonight. Sorry. I apologize.
Like for us, like when I pitched him on it, we were making people around us laugh at the NYCFC games. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro. And I had already had the idea and the name Cooligans. I was like, I want to do a podcast. I want to, because I didn't see content. There was no Latinos. I mean, there were, but they were like South American or they played already.
Or
you know what I mean?
To assimilate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that. A lot of whitewashing. Mm-hmm. There certainly wasn't anyone with any like little bit of hoodness to him. I'm born and raised in Newark. He's from Brooklyn. Like, there was no one's like at that time, like no one was making like a whatever, even like a 50 Cent reference. Like everything was like super straight, super suburban, super white, super, you know, like middle class. And I was like, bro, there's got to be something for us. And we were in the stands. The stands are full of like Ecuadorians and Puerto Ricans and, you know, people from South America, Chilenos, everybody. Everybody's there. So I was like, something, if anyone's going to do it, it should be us. So when I pitched him on it, he was like, okay. I was like, what? I thought it was going to take so much more. And then he was like, but we got to come up with a name because every comedian starts something. We don't have a name. I was like, and when I said Cooligans, my friend was like, yo, that's terrible. And I go, no, it's like so bad. It's good. Right. It like goes full circle. He was like, nah, don't. And I was like, whatever. So when I told him, he was like, we got to come up with a name. I was like, what about Cooligans? He goes, oh, it's so bad. It's actually good. I was like,
oh.
And that was like the moment where I'm like, this is going to work.
You guys did the
Yeah. We touched. Tips. can you put that on?
Isn't that
a beam of light? Right.
Isn't that how everybody
who
seals,
shivers? Who shivered? That's how y'all did this, right?
who shivered first?
Yeah. That's how y'all figured this out.
Right. Pretty much, we actually have a pretty similar story. It's weird that you guys say that.
Exactly. It was just an LAFC instead of
Bridget walked into.
We had to bring her in, so
now you can't tell.
Bridget just put her finger. That's all I got.
Hey, there was a woohoo that came out of that ring. To this day, we don't know who it was.
We're all the same size on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Where's that soundboard?
Where's the hug?
Oh, my God.
This is what all your episodes are like.
Bridget coming in hot
from the top floor. Yeah.
She's going like, we're all doing finger. Oh.
Never mind.
I hear finger popping.
Bridget's going on vacation tomorrow, so she's already in that mode.
All good.
Finger popping mode.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo. Ridiculous. Be careful what you ask for. You're going to Mexico.
Yeah. So let's talk about the show. the evolution. So, right, started, I believe, in one of your guys' kitchens.
My kitchen.
Yeah.
My kitchen and, like, your living room every once in a while.
Right.
When my wife was like, could you stop yelling about soccer? I'm like, all right, we got to use it.
And then, you know, going to the studio, getting on Fubo, and now, you know, with the Lebertard and friends. Like, talk about the progression and how that works.
I mean, it's just wild. We still got jobs. I mean, it's
the fact that people pay us. Is crazy.
It's one of those things where I always feel like tomorrow's gonna fall apart. Like, but this is the cool thing is that we just sort of, I guess, like found a lane. I mean, we were talking about five-a-side before, and we get like comments from a lot of other people that are starting podcasts or whatever, and people just be like, "Yo, we're." You inspired us to do this. And I'm like, wow, you gonna make me cry, dog. What you saw this about?
Yo, watch Dusty in here.
So more than anything, I don't really look at like every either being on TV or being with Metalark or whatever. It's like it's a great opportunity, and I'm proud that we got to a point where people see value in what we're doing, and they appreciate like the community that we built and fan base, and they're like, all right, we want to pay you for that. But more than anything, it's just like. It's just, I just want to keep making really, really cool stuff. I mean,
that's really it. That's like been our plans since day one.
Yeah.
Like just if we can keep finding people to pay us so that we can just keep doing what we want to do. So
that's
it's been crazy.
But yeah, more than anything, it's like, you know, we've gotten to do really cool stuff and like with either doing shows or even traveling. Like we've been to Germany a bunch of times or like with Bundesliga. But the things I like really, really love and appreciate is like the times like in 2018 when we did a stand-up tour. It was called the World Cup Comedy Tour, and we went to 8 different like MLS cities and did stand-up for like MLS fans. And the communities that come through like to like soccer fans at comedy clubs, and sometimes we'll have like MLS players on stage or whatever.
On that tour, he started doing this. He goes, raise your hands if you've never been to a comedy club before. And I'm like, why are you wasting time? And then like 60% of the hands would go up. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That would blow my mind. I'm like, bro, y'all adults. So, because like, it's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. So I just assume everyone goes to a comedy club.
And it's fascinating because even, you know, sometimes at the show, people would bring like their partners who like don't care about soccer at all. And then it's like, you know, we make some joke about Tam or something like that. Mm. And they just, no, you could just see like, oh, they don't know what's going on at all. But then the people who get it. And it's like, they laugh harder than like, if they were just going to a comedy club to just like watch any other comic. Cause it's like, it's something so hyper specific and nerdy about something that they love. And they're like at a comedy club and it's like normal to talk about. So those kinds of things are really, really fun. Like, you know, the Independent Supporters Council, that, you know, every year they have a conference. And we used to do stand up for them. We've started doing this like MLS roast, and we just at the end of the year we just roast all their clubs. So they have representatives from every single team, and we can tell jokes that are super specific to like MLS or NWSL. Yeah. And just the room erupts, and it's just like it feels like a Comedy Central roast of whoever.
Yeah. There's no other room in the world you can do that in.
And it's one of those things. We write these jokes, and we can only do them in that room for these people, and we can't do them anywhere else because at any other club nobody would get it. So that's kind of the thing I'm most proud of just like fostering this community of people that it's like it's okay to be proud of like loving the sport, especially as an American soccer fan, and you can laugh about it without people making fun of you or whatever, because that's usually been like the standard.
How easy was it writing LA Galaxy jokes this year?
Oh, bro. the one we did last year, the LA Galaxy dude got really mad at us.
He got,
because they were terrible.
and you guys were just saying the truth. it's not a joke. I'm just telling you the truth.
We just held up the table.
We showed him a logo. Look, it's the biggest joke. It's you. But of all the teams, and there were teams that were terrible, and there were fans, the supporters, even like Red Bull supporters who didn't really care about us too much because we're NYCFC fans. They even laughed at the jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, this dude from LA Galaxy was like, man, F you guys.
First of all.
He was just like, didn't understand how a roast works.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, we're doing this because we love the league, bro. Like, we're not, remember how mean we were to everyone else?
It was funny when it was those guys.
It was so weird. We roasted NYCFC. Like, everybody got it. It was a whole league. It's going to, stop adding teams. It's going to be running for 6 hours.
Yeah, expansion.
Yeah.
Do you guys still get time to do stand up? Doing sets?
My schedule's changed completely because I'm on a morning show, which, you know, took a lot of consideration. I'm like, bro, like, I don't go to bed till 4. Do I really want to wake up at 4? It's a completely different life. But I don't, when the show was 7 to 9, I could not do stand up Sunday to Thursday. I just couldn't because I had to go to bed by 9 p.m. But now I go to bed at 10, so it gives me that extra hour. I could do the 8 o'clock show. But the problem is, and this is like the biggest issue with being a comic is you get off stage, your adrenaline is through the roof. It's like you're on a high line with no safety net every night. Even if you've said the jokes a million times, it's exhilarating, bro. There's no way I could do an 8 o'clock show. Even if I got home and was in bed at 9, my heart would be like, I'd be thinking about all the things I said or what I said wrong or how to switch it. There's just no way. So now I can. So it opens that door up. But we're trying to figure out a way to like do that city tour thing again, maybe as one-offs, like go to a place, perform for a team, for their fans or something. Figure out a way to do that, because that's something that just doesn't even, like, Chicago still stands out to me as one of the dopest. We had, like, women's national team players in the crowd. We had Chicago Fire players, Chicago Red Star players, like, in the crowd mixed in. It was just, like, dope. It was, like, one of those nights where it felt like Atlanta and that were, like, to us, like, the most epic nights. If, like, we could do that again, that'd be dope.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, same thing. It's like, yeah, I'm not performing as much as I used to.
Also, you got a kid now.
I have a kid.
Congratulations.
Who's a hater getting in the way of my career.
You're lucky you have a daddy.
They don't want to see me. They don't want to see me win.
Bro, I grew up without a father. Hey, I turned that around. Do it, dog.
Hey,
you leave want your family, dog.
You want them to be successful? Look at that.
Thank you for the good advice. UrbanPitch.com.
Yeah. Urban Pitch. Yeah. Don't stay with your kid.
No dad, dude.
Opinions expressed on this do not necessarily reflect
this podcast would be your daddy.
Shout out to us.
But yeah, man, there's a lot to look forward to, especially.
Yeah, he loves his kid, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the kid.
Big fan of him. Mateo, shout out to him.
Stick around.
But yeah, actively doing more of those shows and getting more soccer fans out to shows is something like we're really working on for the future.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be
come
sweet
out to LA.
Yeah.
I might be performing. If I don't go to the game this weekend, I might be performing.
Oh, nice.
All right, for sure, yeah. Speaking of the game, I mean, this is going to air Tuesday, so, I mean, the games this weekend are going to be, you know.
Well, congratulations, LAFC and or Houston.
Yeah, right. Whoever scores more goals, that whole thing.
Usually how it works.
Yeah. That's a good note. Let me save that for the show.
We talk X's and O's.
That's the extent of our X's and O's.
Mostly Chef Boyardee.
But what... Obviously, you know, this year the new playoffs format is
Basura.
We already went through this a couple episodes ago, but what are you guys' thoughts on the playoffs structure now, but also on these matchups? Because I think the matchups are pretty exciting. Like, I'm really excited for Saturday.
In the single round elimination, single game elimination, like, let's go. This is the excitement we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. Not to say that the three games round didn't have moments of exhilaration, but there were just moments where, like, you could tell teams, like, oh, we're losing by four? All right. We're done for this game. Yeah. We'll get you next week. It's like, come on, bro. And the gap, man, we got to figure out.
That international breakout.
Bro, it's 17 weeks the playoffs have been going on?
We had it before when it was just a single game elimination. That's why we did the single game elimination, 3 years ago when it started, because of that international break and getting done with the playoffs sooner.
And ratings don't matter anymore. It's behind a paywall. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Apple's not.
Shout out to Apple TV. We want those
sponsors.
No, Apple ain't going to tell anybody.
No.
But these, LAFC Houston and then the hell is real. I'm kind of, even though we're in LA, I'm a little nervous for LAFC. I mean, they haven't beat Houston this year, and Houston, especially at the Open Cup final, looked
scary.
Look comfortable and stuff like that. So obviously you're hearing this and we already know the result or whatever, but I think Houston's gonna do it again.
I will be predicting that whatever you guys know happened is what I said happened. They just edited it out of the show.
Right.
I just know James Harden's gonna be in the crowd with a chain again.
Watching
the
game. Dude.
Reckless. James Harden, man. I don't know. I think the team leans a little bit too much on Denny Bawanga. But if he shows up, y'all will win. If he doesn't show up, y'all will lose. And that's it.
That's true.
Yeah. Middle school.
I went to middle school with James Harden. Didn't score more than 5 points on me.
Really?
Locked him up. Yeah.
Oh. Locked him up.
Okay. I mean.
We're talking basketball or like badminton?
I don't know what it was. I'm not giving the full story, but he never scored more than 5 points on me.
That's awesome. You guys never played together?
Nah,
never.
We're just in the yearbook together.
Yeah, that's dope, though.
He didn't graduate, but he had that moment.
So we both went to Audubon, which is in Lemur Park. So
So you see what his face looks like without the beard.
Nah, man. I remember him having a half afro, half braided. Like, bro, he didn't get his hair cut until he got to the NBA.
That's like, crazy.
He went to Artesia?
Artesia, yeah, yeah. He went to Artesia, then he went.
Sounds delicious.
ASU, yeah. Oh, they have great pizza.
Yeah. Let me get two Artesias, extra cheese.
That's our third course for today. Yeah. We have a fresh Artesia.
Very nice.
Yeah. But what else? What else do you guys got? What?
No, definitely. Especially for you guys. You guys are in the forefront of this podcast soccer space. How does it feel like? Because we look up to you guys. So once we heard you guys were coming, we planned it 7 months. We're like, oh, yeah, we've been waiting 7 months for you guys. We don't do last-minute things here. Yeah. But so how does it feel like the growth? Like, I know we spoke about it a little bit in front, but how does it feel like that growth from where you guys were at in the beginning to now?
It's hard for me to, because like Christian said, sometimes we'll get messages from people like, yo, you inspire me to start a podcast. I'm like, tell your family I'm sorry. You know? It's hard for me to think of myself as like inspirational in any way, shape, or form. But the one thing I'm happy about is that like what we did made other people also want to do it. So it's like expanding the space. Mm-hmm. The first two guys who kicked the ball to each other and other people were like, yo, we want to join, you know, and then it grew from there. It feels like we got asked a couple times, like, we had to pave our own way because every step we took, we had to convince those people that what we were doing was important. So that road is kind of paved already. So, like, there's people hopping on now that are going through that much faster than we ever did. And it's kind of like, cool. Like, every once in a while, I'll look back or I'll sit back. Or somebody mentioned to me the other day, I'm not even sure if I told you this, like, I only found out about the Golasso show or the Golasso network because of Cooligans. Like, they were listening to Cooligans, where you would assume TV is going to let more people know about what we do. But it's like, no, we were listening to you. And that's how we found out that there was this other network where that does 24-hour like soccer stuff. And I'm like, oh. And it was a player. It's like, dude, that's crazy. Like, there was a time where, like, we couldn't find a way to get players to talk to us. And now they're just listening to us on their own. Like, that kind of stuff to me just lets me know that that idea that we had and the fact that we just kind of kept our head down and kept working, like, even when we weren't getting the numbers we wanted or, stuff we would put up wasn't really doing it or hitting it or people weren't getting the idea that we had, that they didn't see value in, like, when we pitched, like, a road thing or do this with, the, like, this brand, they just wouldn't get it. Like, all of that was for something. Like, now we've just kept our head down, just kept working for so long that now we could look back and see, like, people not only enjoyed what we did, but it's inspired other people to try to do it too. And it also keeps us on our toes because, like, we can't just sit back and do the same show. Like, we have to keep evolving to keep growing. And it's kind of exciting. Everything feels still fresh.
Yeah, we got a lot of no's. A lot of no's throughout our career, especially those first, like, 4 or 5 years of people being like, nah, I don't get it. I don't know what you guys are doing. But even now, like, seeing the posts of people posting their Spotify Wrapped,
right.
And a couple of people are like, "Yo, Cooligans is the top podcast." I'm like, "Yo, that means a lot." I mean, I don't take it for granted that people spend the 45 minutes to an hour 2 times a week to listen to us. Like, that is that's a real commitment, and it means a lot. I mean, like, we're in LA for something we can't really even talk about right now, but it's a...
And they'll never find the body.
Okay. Stop asking questions.
Yeah.
What are you, a cop?
Is there a wire in this?
Yeah. But we've had, like, these, like, milestone moments. I was just talking to my wife the other day because she was
finally.
I refuse.
He's back with the family, dude.
The therapist helped us out. Yeah. No, I was talking to her because she will occasionally, like, remind me of, like, on days that I might be, like, stressed about something or, like, want my career to be in a certain place. She'll just kind of remind me of, like, all the stuff that we've done. And I was talking to her about it, and she asked me, like, oh, what's, like, one of the coolest things you feel like you've done? And then, you know, going to Germany, going to Paris, we went for Messi's first game when he played for
PSG.
Debut. All these things, like, and making a documentary with Everton and all this other stuff. But the things I always kind of remember the most is not, like, the things, the accomplishments. It's usually, like, the people we met along the way. Like, when we went to Germany, we were there with a bunch of other, like, journalists and a couple of people from Bundesliga. And, like, the moments that mean so much to me are, like, being at a bar talking to everybody, and it's like we're comedians,
yeah,
and they're all football journalists,
like serious European journalists,
100% serious journalists,
like, and the most respected clubs fear these people. And we're just like, I feel like I have one of those nose, like clown noses next to them. I know, right?
And we're making them laugh and just joking around. And like the way we bring the comedy club green room to the soccer world. And those are the moments I love, because they're just like, you know, even we did stand up in Berlin for a bunch of the Bundesliga staff. And
they came out to the show.
They came to the show.
Like, I don't know, timing wise, they put them in the front row. So it's like, so we're both getting up like, bro.
But it was a thing where we're making them like laugh all week. And we're throwing about a bunch of jokes and everywhere we go. And then when they saw us do stand up, they're like, oh, you guys are like actually funny. I was like, bro, what was the other 3 days?
You've been laughing this whole time.
But there's something about, like, you know, I think people have this fear of like, oh, if I go see a stand-up comedian, they might not be funny. Mm-hmm. And then when they see, when it's like, oh, these guys are actually professionals, they're like, oh, okay, I get it.
And in
I get
the
it.
Country. Yeah. You know, somebody once asked me, they're like, isn't it crazy? Like, you'll go to another city and like, you just know you can make them laugh. You have like the balls to like walk up on stage, make people you've never met laugh. I was like, I never really thought of it that way. I'm like, I'm gonna do my act. I hope you laugh. But like, bro, we're in another country. We'd never been to Berlin before. It's a city we've never been to. And we're just gonna get up on stage. And we did it. We made the crowd laugh. Like, we had great sets. It was awesome. But they were like, wow, you guys are actually funny. It's like, you've been here the whole time. You've been in stitches since we got here.
So those are the moments that really mean a lot. The fact that we could leave our imprint on the, you know, everybody has their contributions to the American soccer space or just the football world or whatever, but that's what we get to bring. And if people like mess with it, cool, and if they don't, they don't. We get those comments as well.
There's a lot of serious soccer fans. Treat it like a religion.
So those almost like mean boring more to me than like the growth of like who knows what will end up, but like it's been like the journey. I know it sounds like cliche and corny, but that journey has been really, really meaningful.
Yeah, it's the friends we made along the way.
That's it, bro. Yeah.
Okay. And shout out to the haters too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dog. Yo, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Right. Yeah.
My favorite moment is when we touch.
I was gonna say maybe that.
That was it. After that, we could have just done nothing.
Was it like a collision course? Yeah. Or was it like a round?
No.
We already passed.
And now I gotta know.
They actually high five.
Which is really cool. All right, okay.
Well, I've been thinking about it.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna draw it. Later
Hey, don't make fun of my art.
The art is art, dude. I'll support. I'll come out to your live show.
No, but I mean, like, having been in, like, you know, multiple, like, different press boxes, it does get stuffy in there. And, you know, like, the whole, like, there's obviously a line of professionalism they have to maintain.
Yeah,
but, like,
which I think is so corny. Like, yeah. What year is it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, I get the not cheering, there's people writing articles, and that's the one thing I think we understood, too. Like, they put us in press boxes because we get press credentials. Like, we don't belong here.
Yeah.
We're not, like, tippy-tapping away at articles as the game's going on. We're, like, sitting there watching, being like, oh, what are the cool questions we're going to ask the players afterwards? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't belong in that. I even said to someone at MLS years ago, like, there should be a different credential for what we do. And he was like, nope. We have the press. There's something in there for everyone. And it's like, there really isn't. Like, I shouldn't be taking a seat at a press box from someone else. Throw me in a suite. Now, here's my pitch.
Free alcohol.
Yes. Free food, free alcohol, little lid, better questions. Am I right? Yeah. But honestly, like, what the content, like, you're technically not allowed to film selfie style from the side, from the pitch side. It's like, what we do needs that. And that's content that you as a league should want to exist. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to figure out a way to put us somewhere else, give us some type of other thing. Hopefully that happens soon, but it's like, bro, like, I still can't believe, like, we're in this press trip to Germany or, like, we get invited to press stuff, and it's like, man, these people are working so hard.
Yeah.
And we're over here being silly.
I think a good example is the kid, the NFL kid.
Yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
That got in trouble, and it's just like, I think that's a kind of a turning point of, like, oh, what he does is probably going to be the standard of media. Yeah.
The video of him getting fired is probably getting more views than the games
right.
themselves.
Right. So, and good on him for, like, putting that together, because he basically made his resume with one video. Yeah. But
without
I think
being petty, which was, you know, and not I think, the way I would go about it.
But it shows that the media landscape is in sports really is changing, and it's a little bit more fluid, and it's a little bit more like taking more risks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we hope to sort of be the forefront of just, like, you know, we'll take the hits of, like, you know, like we say some, like, risque jokes, or we might make tease a player. We usually don't do jokes like, yo, this player sucks and he should never be in the league and we got to make fun of him. That's like literally never.
Unless it's like Messi and we're obviously being sarcastic.
Right, right. You know what I mean? So I think the fun thing, like we called Jordan Morris, that we said that he looks like a, he looked like boxed wine. You know, he just, he's like a square shaped man.
So, yeah. Ridge said Pelusha is a basic white man.
So we can have that kind of fun and you know, and everybody else, I think everybody else has to kind of adapt and adjust, because I think that's the future of like getting attention on your game by taking more risks and having more fun.
And we've been told by people like in the league or people that are like associated with the league, like, all right, like sometimes they'll work with us on something and we're like, yo, we didn't even think you guys knew who we were, or like, you told us no a few years ago, like, all what's right. going on? And like, well, you guys just won't go away. And that's like I think actually that's like wild positive. Like, yeah, we're just not going to stop. Like, we're going to be here and we're going to keep getting a bigger fan base and we're going to keep trying to cool stuff. And eventually you'll see that maybe you want to work with us, or like right. there's a value to it. And I think we've gotten to the point where like we've hit milestones. We're like, all right, like we've somehow turned this person around, or this person who would never even respond to us, now all of a sudden is reaching out to us. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. We're showing that there's some value there.
Yeah. And then you show them the nose that
flexed around. And now the price went tripping.
Right. Yeah. You thought.
We up.
Yeah.
We up.
Yeah.
But Christian, Alexis, thank you so much for taking the time. Mm-hmm. I know y'all are busy. Y'all made this happen.
Thank you, Ramsey, Brian, Janet.
Yeah. just Brian. My three favorite.
Yeah. Huge fan.
I thought I was in Thanksgiving again.
No, this has been great. Thank you so much.
An honor.
Appreciate y'all. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, The Beautiful Game of Life, part of the League Network. Julio Matarosa, Bridget Flores, Christian Polanco, Alexis Guerreros. I'm Ramsey Abushala. Thanks for tapping in. We'll see y'all next week.
Comment, like, subscribe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.